Liking what you do in your career is helpful, but passion and knowledge about your field is not enough to run a successful business. Many MSP owners are interested in the services they offer and know a lot about the technical details, but running the MSP business is a different story. I'm Ashley Sandoval, and welcome to Shartek Nation. Hello. Today on Shartek Nation, we will discuss with you three crucial tips to be a successful managed service provider. Successful MSP owner Josh Gossett recently shared some things he wished he had known when his MSP was starting out. Today, we will take a look at some of his top tips, starting with find opportunities for automation in marketing. Many MSP owners are not very involved in the marketing side of the business, but it is important not to confuse the purpose of marketing with that of sales. Marketing's job is to create curiosity. It is not to close deals or schedule a discovery. It is to create customer curiosity for salespeople to take an opportunity from the marketing funnel and move it through the sales funnel. Here's Josh Gossett to explain further.
Marketing can be a waste of time and money, especially if we do not manage it well. One way to make it more efficient is by finding opportunities for automation. When you must do something more than once, figure out how to automate it. A lot of marketing and brand awareness can be evergreen. One of my evergreen campaigns is a series of technical tips that go out to every client. I created the content just once, but I use it time and time again. When it comes to marketing and branding, the goal is to do things once and get benefits for a long time. As an example, look at Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. She spent years writing her most famous book, but she only did that once, and now she's a self-made billionaire. While there are now other books in the collection that she's written, it was the first one that really launched all her success, and she only had to write it once. That's what you want to do with your marketing.
A webinar is a perfect example of this. You will put together your slideshows, but you only do it once. After that, you can share it multiple times with those who didn't attend the first time. You can send it to new clients, or sales professionals can point back to it and use it as a reason to call or invite people. The possibilities are endless.
The same is true of marketing videos. You can have a writer turn them into a blog post, take snippets for social media, and use them for email campaigns. Focusing on things you can build once and then leverage over time will give you a very high return on your marketing investment.
And Josh's next tip is to encourage clients to go fully managed. Encouraging every client to go fully managed can save time and trouble in the long run. It is very challenging to serve a client when you tackle your work around them. For example, if they insist on buying their own computers on Amazon, or if their office manager wants to fix things, everyone will get in each other's way, and no one will be happy with the results. Instead, explain to your clients from the outset that your technicians and tools will make their lives better. Convince them to sit back and let you handle everything. Here's Josh with his final tip on how to be a successful MSP owner.
Think about where you want to be in your business. I recommend considering where you want to be in your business and your ultimate goals. And I suggest using the Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki as a guide. This quadrant uses the letters E, S, B, and I to represent the different methods that generate money or income. Here is a brief overview of what each of those letters stand for. E for employee. Most of us start working as an employee for someone, whether you are flipping burgers or answering phones. You work for someone else and trade your time for money to produce an income. You may not have a lot of responsibilities, but when you stop working or the business closes, your income will also stop. S for self-employed. This is more like owning a job. You don't own a business and you have more control over the type of work you do, but you are still exchanging your time for money, whether you're a dentist, realtor, insurance agent, or freelancer. The main problem with this approach is that when you don't work, you don't get paid. And if you want something done, you must do it yourself. Over time, this can cause burnout and fatigue. B for business owner, this is where you find people to produce your income for you. You own a system and you lead people. And while a self-employed individual might think that if they want something done right, they must do it themselves, a B will understand that if they want something done right, they need to find the best person to do the job. A B is a master delegator, finding people to handle sales, marketing, operations, finance, and customer service for them. Your MSP can run successfully without your constant involvement. And finally, I for investor. This is where you use the money you have already earned to make more money for yourself. This quadrant is the only one where you will earn truly passive income. Perhaps you'll take the money you earn from your MSP and invest it in other pursuits. You might buy shares of companies owned by people in the B quadrant or find another way to use assets you own to produce income. Think about where you are in your MSP and what your goals are as a business owner. The B and I quadrants are the primary paths to financial freedom. For some people, a lifestyle business is sufficient, but others have a growth mindset and want to invest in something else.
What do you want your role in your business to be? This vision will dictate your goals, and those goals will tell you how much you must sell. If your goal is to displace yourself in your business and be more hands-off, you need to find people to take over the different hats you are wearing. There is no strict formula for MSP success, but those who have already paved the way are a great source of insight as you seek your own path to success. That's why I want to invite you to ShareTech Academy. They say experience is the best teacher, but at ShareTech, we say other people's experience is the best teacher. Register for Academy today at ShareTech.net/MSP-Academy, that's ShareTech.net/MSP-Academy. I'm Ashley Sandoval with Josh Gossett, and this has been ShareTech Nation.